Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave her.
Hello, and welcome to the special Musicals with Cheese bonus episode of AI Dungeon. With
these are always
characters.
A train wreck. Always a train wreck.
I don't know. I think every one of them has been magical in its own way, because I think this is episode 3 or 4.
No train crashes in the same way, I'll tell you that.
Well, the first one was I Am Connor Hansen, which might be one of the best things that's ever happened on this podcast.
I still don't understand how that happened, but that was that, great.
That was peak comedy. Second one, we just told a good story with the Wicked Witch murdering people.
That was pretty good.
And I think those are the only two we've done so far, so this is lucky episode 3, unless there's one I'm forgetting.
Don't think so.
Oh, we did Marvin and Whizzer.
Oh, that one wasn't very good, I don't think.
No, that was fun though. That was somewhere in there. But today, we are going to be doing Rent characters. So we are diving into the wacky world of Rent. And instead of like our usual fare, we're going to choose a mystery setting. And All right, what kind of character are we?
I want to be a detective.
What's our character's name? What if we make it Benny? What if we just make us Benny?
We're trying to figure out who killed our own dog.
Yeah, that's the mystery, right? Who killed Benny's dog? All right, they're generating the story.
Okay.
You are Benny. Hold on.
A landlord.
You got it. I used to be able to edit these, right? Oh, edit right there. Not that. So I'm going to, why won't you
maybe
let me?
You can't.
No, I can. Oh. All right. We are Benny, a landlord living.
Jeez, you can't spell landlord.
Yeah, this is getting hard. Living in New York City. You have a pistol and a police badge. What can we call it?
Oh, boy. He doesn't have a pistol. He's got a coat.
You have a coat and a Range Rover.
Yes.
Those are the two things we know Benny has from it, and a Range Rover.
No badge.
He doesn't get a badge. You enter the industrial loft.
Oh, industrial loft. That's good.
Where you believe the criminal or criminals or criminals you're searching for fled to. Okay, that's good.
That's good. Can we retry for this one and just see what they do for us?
I want to finish the rest of the sentence. Suddenly, you see... we're just going to get rid of that and see. All right. You are Benny, a landlord living in New York City. You have a coat and a Range Rover. You enter the industrial loft where you believe the criminal or criminals you're searching for fled to. Suddenly... All right, what do we do?
Let's see.
What if we say, draw a line in the sand and then make a stand?
Yeah, I guess that's good. That's good. Because, I mean, really, we're confronting them about this, right?
Yes. They killed our dog. Benny decides to draw a line in the sand. It's a good idea. He stands in the middle of the house, drawing a straight line with a pencil on the ground. Let's enter... all right, how about we just enter the loft?
Yeah, let's just go right on in and...
Enter the loft.
Just go in. Wait, we have a key, because we're
the landlords.
So we can just get in.
As you walk through the loft, you notice the place hasn't been disturbed. It looks lived in. There are pictures on the wall. The table in the middle of the room is set for two.
Oh, I think we know what two we're eating now.
Is it Mark and Roger?
Let's just have him say, Mark and Roger were here recently.
Oof. Mark and Roger were here recently.
Yeah, this is good. We're getting right into business here.
It's coding. It's trying to figure this out.
It's really programming Mark and Roger's brains into the AI. So they're getting added.
Or it just gave up like, what? I see what you're doing. No, you're not allowed to do that. Benny, Mark, Roger? Hey, you can't do this again.
Not Rent. I'm not doing Rent. I give up. What do we do?
I try editing it.
Oh, no. The AI has actually given up on us.
It saw that we were doing Rent and didn't like it.
Can we just back out and come back?
Let's refresh.
Oh, no. It's going to start all over. Okay, no.
Okay. So he sits.
Okay.
And he looks around the room for any signs that these people were here recently. He finds nothing, so he decides to ask.
You? For directions to the bathroom?
No, he finds nothing except a dog collar on the ground.
Oh shoot! So this is a she's already been there.
Yeah, she's basically. Oh, yeah. Angel has already arrived. Say aloud, or take the dog collar in your hand.
Okay.
Benny will get his revenge.
This isn't going to end with Benny just murdering all of the cast of Ren. I really
in Pride Month, Jess. In Pride Month,
we really can't do that. I don't think
the collar is made of cheap rest.
That's gotta mean so. Oh no.
The collar is made of cheap plastic. The words on the front say Roger's dog. That's gotta mean something. We need to find out what.
Wait, so were they planning on kidnapping the dog and something went wrong?
Yeah, maybe. What does Benny do?
We need to look for where they might have gone. Like, so let's look for clues.
Search loft for clues.
Clues as to where they went. I mean, we got to be more specific, right?
Well, let's just see what happens when we say search loft for clues. Search loft for indications that people who use this place a lot as a hideout recently. You find a few receipts on a desk, a few worn out pictures of a happy family. No.
No, that's Mark's family, right? Mark's
okay. Say out
white,
loud.
White family.
That's Mark's.
White middle class family.
White middle class family who he hates.
He still would have a picture of them, though, right?
Man, he doesn't know how good he has it.
Okay. I don't think we didn't find any real clues here. This is not helping us at all.
Benny looks at the picture. There's Mark, Roger, and a family with two children. Ooh.
Wait a second. So Roger knows Mark's family?
Okay. Wait a second. Roger knows Mark's family?
Question mark.
Okay, exclamation point.
This is adding some serious lore to the Rent story, I think.
What the fuck?
We need to retry that. That doesn't make any sense. Just hit retry. Like just do give us something else.
Yeah, we're not reading that one.
That one doesn't make any sense.
Confused.
You are Benny. I'm so confused. This program doesn't know if you are the main character or if you're like a character that walks around with the main character. I can't tell sometimes.
Benny, okay, what is it?
Why don't we just move on? Because I don't think it's important.
Leave the loft to search. Oh, wait, I know where we're going. Leave loft. You know they went to Maureen's protest.
That's what, you know what, that actually makes perfect sense. Okay.
Maureen protest is in the tent city. I must go there to find Mark and Roger.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Gotta keep with the Rent lore.
Then he nods. He knows Maureen has a tent in the protest camp.
Okay, maybe we need to commit to the fact that we are just folks that are with Benny, a person with Benny.
That's
in this
fine. Benny, we're on the road here. Come on, let's
do
go.
Do you
Benny.
Really think that they killed your dog? You really think that they killed your dog, Benny?
Why do they think that we are someone with Benny when we decided at the beginning that we were Benny?
No, but we have to find out for sure. We? That's right. We smiled that. All right, we're with Benny on this case.
Yo, not only are we like now just with him, now there's like a sexual tension a little bit here. Are we falling in love with Benny?
I stare into Benny's eyes.
You know, I kind of like this, the direction this is going.
Yeah, me too. We were lost for a bit. You and Benny enter the tent city of New York. It's loud, dirty, crowded. There are lots of people milling around.
Okay.
Oh, so far, are we
this
Mr. Gray?
Like, this makes a lot of sense, actually. You and Benny can't see very far.
Yeah, we can't see very far.
Well, who's Benny's? Benny has a or does he not have a girlfriend? I can't remember.
He has a wife, remember, his father-in-law. But we're not his wife. We are definitely a side piece.
You really think so? That's fair.
Yeah, because he literally just cheats on his wife with Mimi at the drop of a hat. Okay,
wait, Mimi?
No, we gotta introduce Mimi.
Why don't we do and we'll look for Mimi? Is that who we're looking for?
How about this? How about we ask Benny where do you think they'd be in this crowd?
Yeah, that's good.
You think they'd be in this crowd?
You should say Benny, because I feel like this thing will get confused instantaneously.
Hey Benny, where do you think they'd be in this crowd?
We have to do our best to not confuse the AI dungeon master here. Let's get a little closer and we'll see if we can get a read on their positions. You and Benny walk through the crowd. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, yeah. Suddenly we bump into...
We'll do story. We should do story for this one.
Yeah, story. Suddenly we bump into a skinny woman named Mimi wearing a tight skirt and a flirty expression.
Okay.
Benny recognizes her.
Okay. How's that? That's good. She would know where Mark and Roger are as well.
Yes. She works at Roger's... Nope. Wait. She works at...
She knows Roger.
The Cat Scratch Club and is currently... dating Roger.
There we go. That's good.
You say, "Hey, hi, Mimi. How's it going?" Mimi giggles and walks away. "See you," Benny says.
Wait, I mean, Benny, that makes a little sense. Benny has like a thing with her, right? A little bit. Also, wouldn't she laugh at Benny because she thinks he's a joke? He like sold out.
Yeah. So Mimi giggles and walks away. And then Benny says, "See, I told you we dated."
Okay.
You,
well,
follow Mimi.
Yeah, we need to follow Mimi and ask her where Roger is.
Into the crowd.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm waiting for like the moment that changes the story, like hardcore. I'm waiting for the oh no, Zoe's dead.
There's no people time to respond. Okay. Can we talk to Mimi? We should say ask Mimi where Mark and Roger are. Like this whole thing, we're trying to find them.
Ask Mimi if she knows where Mark and Roger are.
Okay.
Sure, I do. They're just over here, closest to the protest. I mean,
that makes sense. They're probably like helping set it up.
Thanks, you say. Do you think you killed my dog? Sure.
You know what? That's like blunt, and I kind of feel like that's in character. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Well,
can you take us to...
Yeah. We should. Yeah. Say. Can you walk us to Mark and Roger?
You take us to them. Want to ask them a few?
We just want to talk.
We just want to talk.
We're not even upset. I mean, it's just a dog, you know. We didn't love it or anything.
Mimi just being like, sure they did. Of course. Sounds like something they do.
Sounds like something they do. They definitely... Oh,
shit. Mimi smiles seductively. I'd love to, she says.
Oh.
Okay. Let's say Mimi takes you backstage into a dark room. Mark... There are no windows.
Oh, shit. It's completely dark.
She says, you'll have to wait here until it's time for the protest to begin. I'll let them know you're here. Thanks.
Okay. Well, we should snoop around a little bit. See if there's anything in the room.
Around the room for clues.
Oh, we got something.
You decide to use the time to investigate the backstage area. There are a bunch of costumes hung up on hooks. Apparently the performers change in this part of the club. Oh, I know what happens next.
Okay. We got to meet Maureen.
Maureen Johnson, Mark's ex-girlfriend.
Very important, that ex part there.
Enters dressed as a cow. She recognizes Benny immediately, and her face goes sour. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. Imagine if Benny actually showed up backstage at Maureen's protest. She'd probably like kill him.
And have no regrets about it at all. Wait. Benny, I thought you were dead. How did you find us? Benny shrugs. Oh god,
we redo this. We're not. This is not a. That's not happening.
Benny shrugs. I got lucky. What'd you do with Mark? I kind of like that though.
Hang on a second though. Is this a Benny? I thought you were dead. Happy or is she upset about it?
Say Maureen.
Why'd you think Benny would be dead?
Why did you think Benny would be dead?
What if the dog was an accident and there was a
trying to kill Benny? That makes sense. They wouldn't have to pay rent.
They wouldn't have to pay their rent anymore? Wait, what the fuck happened?
I thought he was dead too. It was a close call. We were so out of it when we got out of the boat. We'll just do that.
This one doesn't make any sense.
Maureen looks down unsure. Oh, no reason, she replies.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Not suspiciously at all.
Push. Okay.
Do we want to push her on this, or do we want to? Because I mean, we might hit a dead end here, and she might not.
Let's push her. Let's push her. Say, threaten Mimi, Maureen.
Well, yeah, not
by
Mimi.
Saying we will shut down this entire protest unless you tell us where Mark and Roger are.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, shit.
You wouldn't hurt a kid, Benny. Not you. And not me either. You can search every inch of the backstage area, but I guarantee that Mark and Roger aren't here. As if by cue, Mark and Roger enter.
That's good.
Mark and Roger.
Oh, they should come in with Mimi.
Enter. Mimi on Roger's arm. She literally went to go get them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got. You say, oh, look, Mark and Roger, we've been waiting for you. They look at you, confused.
They don't know who we are.
Okay, so Benny.
What does Benny say to them?
Benny asks calmly, Mark, Roger.
Show them the tag. Show them the dog tag that he found, too.
Did you kill my dog? As Benny holds up the dog collar found at their industrial loft.
Yeah, okay.
Maureen gasps, Benny, you know that wasn't Roger. It was me. I took the collar from the loft after the break-in.
Is Maureen just really dumb? Because we weren't asking about the collar. We were asking about who killed the dog.
No, I did it, said Mark.
Of course, Mark is going to, like, white knight his friends.
I always hated that dog.
Throws himself under the bus for everybody.
And Roger screams, no, it was me!
This is a waste of time, Benny says.
I want to hear what happens next. You say, what are you two talking about? Mimi smiles, and Benny and I are just talking, aren't we, Benny? Oh.
Benny's got to look really upset at this point, because they're wasting his time.
Benny punches a hole in the wall.
Oh, shit.
In the wall. Damn it. I asked a simple question. Who killed my dog?
Yeah, this is good. This is getting, it's getting there. What do they say?
Maureen says, I think we should get out of here. She nudges you. Come on, you fall. Nope.
Yeah, retry. Just retry that.
Yeah,
see if we can get something better.
Retry that. Mimi looks around anxiously. Benny, calm down. We'll get to the bottom of this. Where were you?
Where was your dog?
Where was your dog killed? Benny looks to the ground and says, at my apartment. It barked itself to death.
Perfect. Perfect.
Say, there were drumsticks.
There were drumsticks left at the scene. Yeah.
Of the crime. You turn to Mark and Roger. Did you eat drumsticks at the industrial loft? They both nod. Maureen shouts, you two bastards were loving this all this time. I thought you hated each other. Maureen,
dude, this thing has no fucking clue what's happening.
You need to leave.
Did you eat the drumsticks?
Maureen, you need to leave. Maureen seems to be the only one not understanding what's going on.
I feel like that's also in character.
Maureen looks at you angrily and says, move for me.
Move for me. Oh no, Mark and Roger are going to leave?
Nope. All right, we need to wrap this up soon.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like we need a noir ending. Like, Benny has to die, you know?
I know what's going to happen. A gunshot goes off. Benny falls to the ground. You turn and see a woman in a Santa Claus outfit.
We all knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming.
Her name is Angel.
Do we beg for our lives?
You've seen her around, but never thought much.
Mark and Roger should welcome Angel as well.
Benny falls to the ground. Benny bleeds on the ground. Bleeds.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Okay.
A gunshot goes off, but he falls to the ground. You turn and see a woman in a Santa Claus outfit. Her name is Angel. You've seen her around, but never thought much. Benny bleeds on the floor. You ask her.
What the fuck?
You ask her.
We just have to write the whole story ourselves.
Why did you do that? Why did you shoot Benny?
What are Mark and Roger thinking about this as well, you know?
All according to plan.
Okay.
Angel. Okay, so story. Mark and Roger high five.
Mark and Roger high five!
Oh, I mean, that seems like something they do, right? Let me refresh real quick.
All right, Mark and Roger high five. Here's the question. Do we die?
Yes, we have to. Mark and Roger high five. Let's see what you...
Play some like jazz noir music in this episode.
Ha ha ha. We always knew we were smarter than everyone else.
Holy shit. They literally, it's the show. They did the show. We always knew we were smarter than everyone else.
Angel turns to us and asks, why did you have to get involved?
What, Jeff?
You didn't have to die tonight.
Oh, shit. Ha ha ha. We always knew we were smarter than everyone else.
You say, yeah, but he's my dog. I was responsible for bringing him here, and I failed. She says...
She says, good night.
Well, today for you. Tomorrow for me.
That's perfect.
Angel says, today for you, tomorrow for me. Let's see what you got there, AI dungeon. She disappears.
She disappears.
You say, Ben, you'll be okay. Mark and Roger laugh hysterically and Mimi starts crying.
I feel like you could just end it here. That's perfect.
Suddenly, the room is pitch black. Suddenly, the room is pitch back black. Go to turn on a line when suddenly there's a blinding flash. When your vision clears, you see the entire world is on fire. You die peacefully. Yep.
Holy fucking shit.
Only logical ending.
Can
you
we get
died
some,
and went
can
to
we
hell.
Get some noir music, please?
So what did we learn from here, Ant? Summarize the story we just told here.
We always knew we were smarter than everyone else.
Varying character
and,
for them.
Mark and Roger put out a hit on Benny using Angel. Angel killed the dog first, and Benny investigated the dog's murder, leading him directly into Angel's trap. But sadly, we had to get involved as well. You know, we just couldn't keep our noses out of everyone else's business, and we went
then
down
we,
with them.
We went to hell. I just like that we are in hell at the end.
I do love the little detail of Mimi crying when Benny dies.
That is a good detail.
It's a good one.
What should we do an AI dungeon on next time? Why don't you guys let us know over on the twitter.com, and we'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese AI Dungeon.
Time for us to leave her.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.